Blog Talk Radio.
Hey there, truckers. Welcome to Redneck and I's, all things trucking and then some. Hope you enjoy the show.
Way everybody, hey, welcome to Redneck and I's Radio, coming at you live here. We're every Sunday evening, 7 o'clock Eastern Time. We're live right here on Blog Talk Radio at Unplugged Radio Network. You can call in at 516-387-1733. We appreciate everybody joining us tonight and listening in. You know, we're talking about all things trucking and then some. I was looking at the news. You know, there's not a lot of things going on. What I like to talk about all the time, really, because I love it so much and because we all know how much bullshit it is out there, but it's the driver shortage issues out there, whether it has to be with, you know, whether it be the people or the treatments and the companies, all that we don't know, you know, all that crazy stuff. I just love because all the experts tell us all these different things that it is when we know it isn't. And I was just looking at the news and, you know, not a whole lot of things going on out there, but what I did see was kind of interesting. There was a planning commission out in Santa Barbara, California, that denied a trucking route for moving oil because the pipeline shut down, and they were trying to move oil across the roads. And, of course, the local people there, they don't want that to go on, so they denied permits to do that. And then also, I don't know, before I came on here, I was watching the Cowboys. They're kind of running away with it. And I was watching a little NFL today, and it kind of bummed me out. A lot of stuff going on in the NFL, so I just wanted to chat about that a little bit, and I thought it was interesting. But other than that, you know, we're just trucking right along here. I hope everybody's out there staying safe and successful and keeping it to it. But join us here, 516-387-1733. And don't forget to go check out our website, redneckandeyes.com. One of the great sponsors I like to be able to thank tonight is Trucker Tools, the Trucker Tools app. You know, all load tracking, load booking. You can even find truck stops, fuel stops, even maintenance facilities, and they even have a place where you can get, like, parking or even Walmart locations. It's pretty cool. So other than that, please check them out at truckertools.com or go download their app from the App Store at Trucker Tools, the app for truckers. And just hang out here at 516-387-1733. Press 1 to be part of the conversation. This is Redneck and I's Radio.
I was heading home on 65 somewhere around Kentucky. And the CB rang the bobtail rig, it's rolling on like thunder. Well, I answered him and he asked me, aren't you from out in Tulsa? No, but you might have seen me there, just dropped a load of salsa. Where I come from, it's cornbread and chicken. Where I come from, a lot of front porch picking. Where I come from, trying to make a living and working hard to get to heaven. Where I come from, yes, cornbread and chicken. Where I come from, a lot of back porch picking. Where I come from, trying to make a living and working hard to get to heaven. Where I come from, where I come from. Yeah, where I come from, where I got a lot of front porch sitting, staring up at heaven, where I come from, where I come from, trying to make a living. Oh, where I come from.
Let me thank Trucker Tools for helping us out and supporting our messages. Trucker Tools is an all-in-one app for truckers and their business. The Trucker Tools app was built from feedback from real drivers and is always being updated to better assist drivers in saving time, running more efficiently, and making more money. Check out their website at truckertools.com. That's Trucker Tools, the app for truckers.
Thank you.
man, isn't that something? That's a good little tune to go down the road to right there, jamming along. You know, sometimes we always talk about it, need a little time, need a little stop, maybe rubbing your eyes a little bit, and get on down the road, and you think, well, I got another 20, 25 miles to the next truck stop, and need to make it a little further before I can stop, take a break, get something to eat, take a rest, maybe a little bit, and let's just turn on the radio, see what we can do, and sometimes something like this will come on, where you just start jamming on the steering wheel and just getting down the road. A lot of good music like that, and having a good time going down the road. That's trucking right there. One thing I'd like to tell everybody that Redneck and I, we're looking forward to getting over to the Mid-America Trucking Show. We even had a little meeting about it this week where we were talking to with each other about getting set up down there at the parking lot, making sure we got everything for everybody, get stuff like that going. And we just wanted to make sure that we're taking care of everybody out there, but everybody needs to make sure that they're going to be there. And we've already put in our stuff to get us all set up and everything over there, and we hope everybody is doing the same. Looks like registration for the 2022 Mid-America Trucking Show in Louisville, Kentucky is going to be opening up. The registration is going to be open up on November 1st. If you go down to truckingshow.com, if you go there, check out the website there, you can see that it's all set up where everybody is going to be able to start registering. It's truckingshow.com. The truck show is going to be March 24th through the 26th. 24th March is a Thursday. And of course, everybody knows it's a 3-day show. It goes on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. And like I said, you can register starting November 1st. And we'll look forward to getting that out to everybody and letting everybody know to get that done. You know, it's so funny that we constantly fight every year about making sure we can get down there and set up and do what we want to do and hope to make sure everybody has a great time out there doing that. And we always, you know, it's kind of like we have to follow the rules, and we always want to make sure we're following the rules. And then sometimes they change the rules on us, and it's kind of scary like that. But here we are, we're pushing the show. You know, we love going to that show. It's a big show. A lot of people show up, a lot of exhibitors, more than any other show. So, you know, and then the Pride and Polish, all that good stuff where they show off the fancy trucks with all the chrome and just, I don't know what you call it, like just, you know, aftermarket, just pluses, everything about them. And, you know, they got where they put bigger wheels or smaller wheels or they put bigger tires or thinner tires and bigger hood, smaller hood. Maybe they do actually body work to change the shape of the truck. And you look, sometimes you look at it and goes, well, I can't tell if that's a Freightliner or a Kenworth sometimes. But that's what we do. We always go down there and try to, you know, what they do to it to make it different from all the other Peterbilts or Kenworths or Freightliners, what they do different. And a lot of times, you know, it's hard to see, but it sometimes they stick out and you see it. They'll take a regular truck and they'll make it longer. You know, they'll take a regular like dome or even a flat top, they'll make it or bigger some way. So it's always interesting to see that stuff. And if you've never been to a Mid-America Trucking Show, by God, you know, you need to put that on your list, because I didn't think it was going to be that big when I first went. I just thought it was going to be, you know, a regular truck show where you're going to see a lot of shined up trucks, and that's about it. It's way more than that. Way, way more than that. If you are into getting things done for your business or for your trucking company or for, you know, whether you need equipment or anything, that's the place to check out all the new stuff. You might even be able to pick up some supplies when you down there. They're always selling stuff. They're straps, chains, boxes. Sometimes you can get good deals. You never know. But a lot of stuff like that goes on all the time where you see that kind of thing, where, you know, it might be you might be able to get some side boxes for under your trailer or side boxes for underneath you, you know, on the back of the truck, or it might even fenders, you know, whether you want fenders for your tires on the back, whether you need some splash guards or just all around fenders or whatever, you might even get a good deal on those. you might even be able to get a good deal, and, you know, they not have them, but they want to sell them to you. So, you know, they're always trying to make good deals around there, and you never know. And if you're, like, say, your trucking business, maybe you need some accounting software. All the different types are there. You know, are you looking for an APU? All the different types are there. So if you want to, like, compare them or learn about them, they're all there. You want to maybe get on a load board. All the different load boards will be there. If you want to sign up for a company, they got a whole section, and there must be over 150 different carriers with representatives there trying to, you know, that's the best thing about it is you walk down there and you can pick up, you know, calendars and pens. You know, if you go to the truck show, you'll never have to buy another ink pen the rest of your life. Never, ever. You'll always be able to get an ink pen. You're going to get enough of them to last you at least a couple of years at the truck show. So rest assured, you know, if anything else, to me, you know, other than spending time with a lot of great people, that's worth it right there, is being able to get, I mean, you'll have enough ink pens where you'll be able to put one in every cubby hole and hide every one, every little nook and cranny of your truck, every one in every pocket, you'll have enough. And that's the way it is right there. So yeah, truckingshow.com. Like I said, you start registering on November 1st, and we'll be sure to tell everybody that Redneck and I's is we're planning on being there, and we've already submitted all of our stuff to try to make sure that happens. So we look forward to seeing everybody there. You know, we're going to be doing some stuff out the parking lot, and if you go to the website, you'll see that there is the parking's all a little different too. If you've never been, parking lot, like where the actual convention center is, they charge to park there. Big truck, car, don't matter. You go in there, you're going to pay. Now, a free parking lot is off-site down by the football stadium, Cardinal Stadium parking lot. You can park over there for free. There is a shuttle service that will take you to and from the show to that parking lot. What I'll warn you is that once you get in, don't plan on getting out, because it will get packed and it'll be hard to maneuver in there, because it is free and it is not a like truck parking area. It is just a huge parking lot it's for the football stadium. So it's just a regular parking lot for cars at a football stadium, and they open it up to let the trucks park there, and you know, it's going to get crowded. So just be prepared for that. But there's all stuff, kind of stuff going on there too. In fact, as far as I know, TA, they sponsor part of the parking lot, and what they'll do is they'll set up showers even to let drivers be able to shower there. And they have I don't know if they're going to do it. They've done it, you know, for the last, what, 3 or 4 years that we've been there. They've done it every year since. So it's one of those things where, you know, everything at that Cardinal Stadium parking lot, which used to be Papa John's, if anybody's ever been to the show and knows what I'm talking about. And that's going to be there. And you know, we have to get there, and we have to take care of it, because, you know, there's always threats every year. Somebody's going to say, we're not going to be able to use this parking lot no more because drivers keep tearing stuff up. And that's never happened yet, because I guess whoever sponsors it or pays the money, you know, they don't really matter about that much. But what I'd like to tell everybody is, you know, we always try to take care of it. There'll be restrooms there provided by the truck show. There's going to be dumpsters there provided by the truck show. And we just need to be able to take care of that stuff. You know, don't trash it and don't over abuse it or whatever. We got to take care of it. And that's the one best way that we can do that and get that done. So other than that, we were just talking about news out on the road. And, of course, everybody keeps talking about driver shortage. Even Canada says there's a driver shortage. England says there's a driver shortage. And they said there's just not enough people. Not enough people. And I just like to say, no, there's plenty of people. Now, what kind of people are you looking for? Because if you're looking for, you know, people that, I don't know, truck drivers are a different breed of animal altogether. So, if you're looking for a certain type of person to be a truck driver, you know, you may not find that person, especially in certain parts of the country where you need truck drivers. One of the things said that they're looking for truck drivers, they're really hurting for truck drivers up in Billings, Montana, and out there in the Rocky Mountain areas where they need trucks to haul freight up over the mountains and all that. And yeah, because you know what? If I had a choice, I wouldn't want to be up there driving truck. You know, I didn't grow up in that area. I don't know that area too well. And I know what kind of weather comes up there, and I've been up there before. when the weather got bad. And I don't want to be up there. So if I had a choice, I wouldn't want to be up there. So, you know, who's going to be up there driving that truck? Who's going to be up there being truck drivers up in that area where, the you know, you got snow, winter, bad roads, whatever you want. You know, I can see Canada having the same problem where they just, you know, shoot, you better pay me a lot of money if you want me to go across those Canadian Rockies. I've done that before, been up there through those areas in Alberta and all that. And, you know, a lot of people say, you know how when you go through a tunnel here in the United States and they got the tunnel lit up with lights and they got the tunnel, like, with the tiles and they got the escape routes and they got little doors and access areas for, you know, safety and maintenance reasons? Ain't nothing like that up there in the Canadian Rockies. It is just rock. You know, you see roots hanging down off the top of the tunnel because it's just a hole in the rock. That's all it is. So, you know, yeah, you're going to pay me a lot of money to go through those tunnels. So, you know, they're not as long, mind you, but I don't care, you know. So I think driver shortage has everything to do with, you know, what are you looking for? You looking for the perfect driver and you want to pay them, what, a semi-okay wage? It ain't going to happen. Ain't going to happen. Drivers, what we do as truckers is we're going to find the best job that suits us for the money that we'll do it for. And those jobs are hard. They're not easy to find. And as a trucker out there, if you're not making money right now, you need to look for someplace that is making money. And, you know, you maybe you have to change what you do. Maybe you have to change what you look for or what you're willing to haul or whatever. But there are plenty of jobs, truck driving, that pay good money. And I don't see anything. I mean, if there's a driver shortage, it's because drivers are saying, I mean, I ain't doing it for that. I ain't working that kind of job for that pay. And the ones that are willing to do it, but you don't want to hire them. Those are the ones that have checkered pass, whether they have like tickets or they have accidents. And I understand that. I don't blame you for not wanting to hire those drivers. But if you want to pay that wage, those are the only drivers willing to do it, are the ones that probably can't get a job doing anything for more money. So it's all about what are you willing to pay? That's the big thing is, you know, we see that out there all over the place. So, I mean, we can keep talking about that over and over again. And we'll, and as truck drivers out here, we'll tell you there's no shortage of drivers. You know, there might be a shortage of the perfect driver, but again, that boils down to, we just got to do better. And the people out there doing the hiring just got to recognize that you're not going to get the perfect driver to run that run. You're not going to get the perfect driver to run that particular run, you know, up over the mountains or through the tunnels and all that. You know, you're going to have to either pay that money or you just do without, because that's the way it's going to happen. That's the way it's bound to happen that way. So we're just locked, rock and rolling in here. And that's what we do is we talk about the issues at hand. We got more stuff to talk about and everything like that. Just like I said, truck show's coming up next year. Truck drivers already start planning now, because that's usually how it works, is you got to start planning your time off. You know, it's like, I want to take Christmas off, I'll take New Year's off or whatever, then it's back on the road until March, you know, or you got plans. You know, always got to plan ahead. You know, got this time coming off, this time coming off, and the next thing you know, the engine blows up and now you're taking time off you didn't plan for. So we always got to plan for that, right? Plan for that. So you can check us out at redneckandeyes.com, or you can check out, and that right there will give you links to all of our accounts. And actually, don't forget to go subscribe to our YouTube channel. And we really appreciate everybody doing that for us, because that's been great. We've been having a lot of success with that. We're really proud of that and everything. So we hope everybody's enjoying the YouTube videos. We got safety videos. We got videos talking to four-wheelers about how to drive around big trucks. And it's just been a great thing. We've been really excited about all that. And we just been rocking and rolling all that stuff. So, other than that, like I said, we're just going to keep rocking and rolling here until everything gets all caught up. We got a couple other issues to go over, and then we're going to just, you know, see what happens and see what kind of stuff we can stir up here tonight. So like I said, don't forget to check out our website, redneckandeyes.com. That's got links to all of our social media accounts, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, all that good stuff. And then check out our YouTube channel. We really appreciate that. That's got all the links to our sponsors, too, on that website. And we really appreciate those guys. You know, our one of the great sponsors that we've had the privilege of having with us for a long time now is DPF Regeneration. Now, you can check them out at dpfregeneration.com. Those guys are the ones that sell all the filters, and they'll clean them for you. You send them to them, they clean them. And you're talking about, you know, hey, I just go down to the local shop and get it cleaned. You just got the equipment. If the equipment's not clean, then the filter's not getting clean. And that's the thing about DPF. They got good, it's like a laboratory that you send it to. So you're not sending it to a shop with a dirty system, and they're just going to blow it out or try to burn it out or whatever. They actually have a system. And it's like a vacuum seal, all that good stuff. So they're going to take care of it. And they also have the parts. They got everything you need for the SCR units, EGR coolers, the catalyst mufflers, particulate filters, all that stuff. And they got the knowledge too. They're pretty smart people over there. And if you got a problem, maybe you can't figure it out, you give them a holler. And like I said, you know they're willing to help you. And they're just good people. And we really appreciate them supporting Redneck and I's. And they've done it for a really long time. And we can't be too, you know, we just always excited about having DPF Regeneration with us. Like I said, dpfregeneration.com, or you can give them a call at 800-634-3010. And other than that, we're just going to keep rocking and rolling over here. And we appreciate everybody joining us tonight. It's Kickback. It's 516-387-1733. And I appreciate you joining us tonight. This is Redneck and I's Radio.
Come on. 6 o'clock news says somebody's been shot. Somebody's been abused. Somebody blew up a building. Somebody stole a car. Somebody got away. Somebody didn't get too far. Yeah. They didn't get too far. Grandpappy told my pappy back in my day, son, a man has an answer for the wicked that he does. Take all the rope in Texas, find a tall old tree, round up all of them bad boys, hang them high in the street. For all the people.
Ten long days burning out that interstate. You gotta run from coast to coast. I got one more night to go. I love a man with 18 wheels, 70 feet of holiday. Baby makes his living on the road. Then he's mine until it's time to roll. Well, his home away from home is in the house that Peter built. Oh, I love a man with 18 wheels. I love a man with 18 wheels. I can't wait to hear that sound. Diesel gear and band. We're gonna act like lipstick kids. We're gonna make up for the night we missed. I love a man with 18 wheels, 70 feet of polish. Baby makes his living on the road. He just called the back on Rouge. One more stop and he'll be through. Then he's fine until it's time to roll. Well, his home away from home is in the house that Peter built. Oh, I love a man with 18 wheels. Oh, I love a man with 18 wheels. Well, his home away from home is in the house that Peter built. Oh, I love a man with 18 wheels.
love a man with 18 weeks. Oh, I love a man with 18 weeks.
We'd like to thank one of our supporters, DPF Regeneration. The folks at DPF Regeneration have always looked out for truckers. Today's technology in big trucks has gotten more and more complicated, especially when it comes to those particulate filters. DPF filters need to be serviced, cleaned, and sometimes replaced, and DPF Regeneration handles it all. They have the knowledge, the network, and the inventory to get what truckers need to stay out on the road making money. Give them a holler at 800-634-3010 or check them out at www.webakem.com. Plain and simple, DPF Regeneration.
At 7 p.m. Eastern Time. You can call in at 516-387-1733. Make part of the conversation, just hit 1. We'll get you right on in here. We talk about everything trucking and then some. And we have a lot of fun doing it sometimes. You know, we were talking about the truck show coming up in March. There is another truck show going on toward the end of October, and that's in Searcy, Arkansas. It's the American Truckers Jubilee. And great singers like Bill Weaver and Taylor Barker with Taylor Barker Music, they're going to be out there, and it's going to be a lot of fun. Bill Weaver, he even has the old truck that's from Shipping Wars. I think it was Mark Springer's truck, if I remember correctly. And he's the one that's going to be, and he'll show up. He's going to be performing, and there's going to be a lot of other stuff there going on. Looks like everybody's looking to have a pretty good time out there. Out in Searcy, Arkansas. I think it's going to be the weekend of the 30th and 31st. We make it out there. It'd be great. You know, and that's probably going to be the last one of the year. Looks like everybody else had canceled all their stuff, so we're not going to be having any more. And, of course, the weather's going to get cold and everything like that. So there might be some others that might show up around February. I know that a lot of us starting show up for those around the end of January and February and all that, but the Mid-America Trucking Show, that's the biggest, And we're looking forward to that one. That's going to be on March 24th through the 26th. And it's you can start registering for that on November 1st. And you can go to truckingshow.com, check that out. We'll try to put a link up there to our website. That's redneckandeyes.com. We always try to keep up to date with everything that's going on with that. And, of course, we plan on being there in the parking lot setting up. We serve food and have a little bit of entertainment. We're hoping to have, you know, things go well where we can set up there and have everybody a great time, a great place to socialize and get together and just, you know, sit and talk and hang out with a bunch of great truckers. And just, you might learn something. You might gain some new friends, you know, all that kind of good stuff. And it's great. That's how we started. Back in 2012, we showed up at the truck show not really knowing what to expect. We'd never been there before. And we just kind of parked next to people that we didn't know. And next thing you know, we're like best friends. And we show up there every year together. And we wanted to try to help the other drivers that showed up there that didn't really know what to expect. And, of course, you know, it's hard sometimes. Drivers want to show up and they want to meet people. There might be some seminars that they want to catch to where they can learn stuff about, you know, trucking and the business and all that stuff like that. And they just... You know, they might need a little help in navigating where to go and make sure they know who to talk to and all that. And we're always there willing to help. So we appreciate everybody showing up there and supporting Redneck and Eyes. And like I said, we do great things out there. And it's a lot of fun. But you can check us out at redneckandeyes.com. We'll always put stuff up there. And like I said, we continue on here, Redneck and Eyes Radio. We started this up back when the pandemic had everything locked down and the truck shows canceled. And we thought it was a great idea for truckers to be able to get together and chat and keep in contact with each other. And so far, so good. Everything's taken off great. We also cut this to the YouTube channel, so you can go check out our YouTube channel there. And we appreciate everybody subscribing to that and, of course, sharing the videos. And there's a lot of stuff you can learn, a lot of stuff you can talk about, debate, maybe things you never thought of before. Maybe something that you know, you hear us talking and maybe you shoot us a comment and maybe we never thought of something you thought of, you know, so. It's a great way for truck drivers to stay in contact with each other and learn things and share things and all that. So we really appreciate everybody supporting that. And that's at search Redneck and Eyes on YouTube. You can, like I said, the link to that is on our website, redneckandeyes.com. We also got a store. If anybody didn't know that, we got T-shirts, we got hats, we got several other different things. We're getting some more decals. We had some decals that were a little big, that were a lot of success, but we didn't have those. They, you know, once you order them and you get them and then you don't use them, they eventually will go bad where the sticky would just, you know, it'll just kind of wear off. So we're in the midst of ordering that kind of stuff. Now, you can still go on the website and you can order, you know, what you want. And if there's something that you might want that we don't have, send us an email, let us know. Cause what we're doing now is, like I said, we're ordering new decals and we're getting the colors that we think are the better colors. But if you maybe have a different color idea that you know, thought you would like to see and we don't have it listed, just shoot us a line, let us know. And like I said, we try to help out all the drivers and try to keep them, you know, just how we try to make everybody happy. We try to, you know, we don't always, but we try. So it's good stuff to do. But other than that, you know, we're just rocking right along here. I was talking about the driver shortage. And of course, you know, we always say it's bull crap. It's not drivers. You know, if you need drivers, you got drivers. Now, if you want good drivers, you might be looking a long time because, you know, good drivers are hard to find. But it all depends on what kind of job you're offering and, of course, you know, what kind of pay. So, you know, a lot of that stuff is what make drivers want to go work for you or not work for you is they want to know. They want to know what's going on. And if you're out there and you're a truck and you're not making it, you don't think that you're making good enough money and all that, then, you know, you need to keep looking around because there's companies out there paying pretty good. Now, if you're making pretty good money and you don't think it's enough, well, I mean, you know, I don't know what to tell you, you know, and I know that my idea of good money is probably different from somebody else's. I know a lot of people that live in different parts of the country, they make way more money than, you know, anybody else would in different other parts because, you know, cost of living is different. You know, you're going to make more money. If you live in Florida, you're probably going to make more money. Necessarily, you're not going to be like, you know, when it comes to income and cost, it's going to cost you more money to live in Florida like it is in California or in Chicago. Or, you know, if you want to live out in the country in Georgia, it might be cheaper than if you move to, you know, into the city of Atlanta, you know, kind of thing. So, it's one of those things you just never know. You got to make the good with the bad, and that's the kind of stuff you got to play out. But as far as driver shortage, you know, they say, yeah, drivers are retiring, not enough drivers are coming into it. you know, I just say that's probably wussification, because I tell you what, it's a hard job. Don't nobody tell you that being a trucker is easy. Okay. Now, I say it all the time. Driving is easy. Okay. Yeah. Driving is easy. Okay. But being a trucker, well, that's a totally different animal. That's different. And of course, these days with all the technologies and computers and all that, see, they're trying to they're trying to recruit drivers that are just dumber and dumber, because they just want them to follow the rules that the computer sets. You know, the computer's doing most of the driving. Even now, you know, they say there's autonomous trucks coming. Well, the trucks pretty much almost drive themselves now. You know, if you go out of the lane, it lets you know. If you're following too closely, it lets you know. You know, if you're going too fast, it lets you know. So you don't have to be that smart to be a truck driver or to drive the truck. You don't have to be that smart, because the newer trucks, they're all doing the driving for you. Now, to be a trucker, to get out there in a truck and make your own decisions, get navigating down the hills, going up the mountains, being able to downshift, whatever it be, you know, even an automatic, sometimes you got to do it right. You can do it wrong, and it kind of messes stuff up. And of course, you know, if you do it wrong, you tear up the equipment. Even in automatics, even in all those computers stuff, if you don't know what you're doing, you're going to tear stuff up, you know. And, you know, a lot of drivers, you see it all the time back in the day. I don't know if anybody else has seen it lately, but you see trucks going down the hill too fast, and because they don't know how to maneuver right, or they don't know how to do it, they just kind of ride the brakes. Next thing you know, brakes are smoking. They used to have it a lot, because drivers didn't know how to downshift. They didn't know how to, you know, it's kind of like, I'm going up, now I'm starting to go down, now I can start going fast. Well, no, you can't do that, because next thing you know, there's a 40-mile curve coming up, and you're going to have to slow down and navigate through that curve. And we see it all the time. There's videos out there all over YouTube talking about, you know, drivers losing control, going down a hill, you know, hitting the runaway ramps. It used not to happen that often, but now it's happened more and more. And these days, it's because, you know, if it's happening less, it's because the computers are pretty much taking over, and they don't let the truck go that fast. You know, a lot of these companies, they have set the parameters in the truck, and the driver just has no control over how fast the truck goes, going uphill or down. So, you know, it's what they want. And of course, ELDs, you had to figure out, do I have enough time to make it? Do I have enough time to get it there and all that? Well, now they got dispatch computers that know the driver can't make it, you know, based on that and all that. I remember we were running ELDs at the carrier I was working for, and I had one of those things where I was running against my 70 for the week. And when I delivered the load, I only had like an hour and a half left on the day. Now, the load didn't have to deliver until not the next morning, but the morning after. So I had all day the next day to run the run, and I was going to get that time back on my recap. So I took the load, and I said, okay, I can go pick it up and then go out of town and then go to bed. And then I can get up after midnight, and I can run. And the computer wouldn't dispatch me. It says, you don't have enough time on your log to make that load. Well, yeah, because the computer doesn't know that I've got time coming back on the recap. It doesn't know that. So it automatically assumed I couldn't run the run. So I had to call in and get special requests from, like, not only, it wasn't the actual dispatcher, it was the dispatcher's boss I had to get approval from to be able to get dispatched on that load. And he says, well, yeah, I know what you're doing, so I'm not going to question it. But even them down in there, they said, well, the computer won't dispatch you. You don't have enough time. I said, but I do. But the computer says you don't. So they didn't even like look at what could be done. They were just assuming the computer knew more. That's what they assumed. You know, hey, sometimes a computer does know better, but most of the time the computer doesn't. It's a stupid machine that only does what it's told. So, you know, take that what it's worth. But being a trucker, well, that's the hard work. Being able to, like, rest or not rest, you know, we always complain about ELDs, and I don't think it's an ELD problem. I think it's just hours of service problem. That's what I think. You know, that big hours of service issue out there with, you know, we never had a problem with hours of service until they implemented the 14-hour rule. When they said, once you get up in the morning and start your day, you got 14 hours and that day is over. And you don't get any time on that unless you actually stop. And, you know, you can extend it. What is it now? I mean, as long as you sit still for at least 2 hours, you can add to your day, or if you go off duty for at least 4 hours, you can add to the day or whatever. I don't even know. I haven't done that in a while. I just know that the carriers, that run these ELDs, they don't even know the law. They set up the ELD to run how they see that they should be running. It's not even that they want to follow the law. They try to go above and beyond the law. So it doesn't even really matter to where the law is. If you're the driver and you know the law, and you say, well, I want to be able to do it this way. And he goes, no, that's not the way it's set up. If you don't do it the way we want you to, you're in violation. The government doesn't say you're in violation. The company says you're in violation. And, you know, because they just have it set up that way. That way they don't ever have to run up against an issue that they don't understand. You know, so if they don't understand it, they don't want you doing it. And basically just like the 70 recap, they said, well, you need a reset. You need to do a 34-hour reset. You know, I could do that, but if I don't, why would I, you know, if I know how to do it, then I shouldn't have to have a 34-hour reset. You know, the carriers, they want you to have resets because they love it. They love it to where you can just take some time off, pay you. You'll be out in the middle of nowhere. You know, you see it all the time. Drivers get shut down, and they get shut down for 34 hours because the company says, you're out of hours, shut down. And when they're not really out of hours, they can run. They just need something, you know, maybe give them a load that's got a little time on it, you know, where it's only going about 800 miles, but you get 2 days instead of a day and a half, or, you know, maybe a third day on that load that's only 800 miles, you know, something like that. And they can run, and they can run slow, and they can let their cap, you know, their days fall off and get it done. You know, let the driver decide. That's what trucking's all about, is you deciding. And, but the carrier will shut you down. And you may be out in the middle of nowhere where there's no, like, no truck stops. You know, there may be a truck stop, but what all they got is pizza or chicken, and it's only between noon and six that you can get that chicken, you know, or something, you know, and there's no showers or nothing. And they'll say, you're shut down, just shut down, right where you're at, just shut down. And that's not trucking. You know, if I'm going to shut down, I'm going to shut down somewhere where I can get something to eat, maybe even get a hotel room, you know, definitely get a shower, you know. So someplace where I can, you know, maybe if I know some friends or something, I can give them a call and hang out with them for a while, you know, something like that. You know, if I'm going to shut down and have to take a day and a half, is a long time for a trucker to sit there and do nothing. So yeah, it gets you fired up sometimes when you talk about these carriers that they're scared of the hours of service. And it's really the hours of service. It's not an ELD problem. It's an hours of service problem. You know, the 14-hour clock and the 34-hour reset, it's got everybody freaked out. And that's just the way I see it, because it's the hours of service, you know, where you can't stop your clock. You know, used to, if you went and picked up a load in downtown Los Angeles and, you know, they held you there for 3 or 4 hours and they finally got you loaded, used to, you could hang out there for another 3 or 4 hours and wait for the traffic to die down before you left. But shoot, your clock's ticking. So if you don't run that clock, and run that freight now, then you're going to be sitting. You're going to be stuck. Used to, you could, you know, if you got a little tired and maybe the traffic jam got a little locked up, you could actually just, you know, pull off on the rest area and take a little nap and let the traffic die down, you know, let them, and then keep on going. And it's like you never stopped, you know. But now, shoot, you get stuck in a traffic jam and an accident up ahead, you're screwed, you know, because that clock's ticking. And we never had that problem before the 14 hours, you know, and I just think that's a big deal. So yeah, that's my rant for the day on that. But there's more and more stuff we can talk about, driver shortages and all that kind of good stuff. And I wanted to say a few things about the NFL this weekend. I was enjoying watching some games. I will say this one thing, A&M upset Alabama, number one Alabama. So that was a big deal. And that was kind of fun. I was out and about with some friends last night. We were just kind of kicking back, and we just caught it on TV, the end of it, and it was kind of awesome. So it's always a good feeling to see when you know, something like that. You know, it's kind of a historical thing, but not necessarily historical for the year it is, because it's going to be a big deal coming toward. You know, I like sports. I like football. So I was kind of having fun doing that. But other than that, you know, we're just kind of kicking back, and we appreciate everybody joining us tonight, listening along. Like I said, you can call in at 516-387-1733 if you feel like hitting it up. But we also want to make sure everybody's aware that you can subscribe to our YouTube channel, and we really, really appreciate everybody doing that, because that's been a great success for us and everything. So yeah, we're just rocking along, kicking back, having a lot of fun. Like I said, you can join us along, 516-387-1733 to be part of the conversation. Just hit 1. We're also on Facebook Live, everybody out there listening along or watching. You know, if you want to call in, it's 516-387-1733. And like I said, we're going to be on YouTube here later on in the week. So if you're listening along and you want to re-listen to the show or anything, you can see it on YouTube. But one of the great sponsors I wanted to thank real quick was LTR Transportation. That's a small little trucking company. Well, not too small. They're pretty decent. It's LTRtransportation.com. They're based out of Denver, Colorado. And they got a lot of good, they do the hazmat, they do expedited, they do temperature control, all that good stuff. And as far as being a shipper, they're kind of all in one where you can do everything, you know, and they have a lot of different partners that they deal with to get freight handled. So if you're a trucker looking for a place to hang out and you might be looking for a new carrier, then give them a holler at LTRtransportation.com, or you can give them a call at 720-277-0030 and let them know you appreciate them supporting the Neck and Eyes, because we really do appreciate them. And other than that, we're just going to keep rocking along. Like I said, redneckandeyes.com. This is Redneck and Eyes Radio. This week's episode is sponsored by LTR Transportation. Come be part of a great carrier celebrating a new year with new trucks and new growth. Check them out at LTRtransportation.com or give them a call at 720-277-0030. Thank you, LTR, for being supporter of Redneck and Eyes. Redneck and Eyes, common sense solutions for an uncommon world. Truth.
fly that southern red, white and blue till the day that I die. These days it's hard to find a line between right and wrong. With the past erased and rewritten, we don't understand where we came from. We'll be doomed to repeat those mistakes unless we tell that story right. 'Cause there's no way around the truth, no matter how hard you try. They say people don't kill people, but guns and rebel flags do. And you can't speak of Jesus, 'cause how dare we ever speak the truth.
Alright, alright.
Well, I don't mean to offend you, but I'll always stand up for what's right.
Alright, good deal. Welcome back, everybody. Hey, this is Ed with Redneck and I's Radio coming at you. We're live here every Sunday evening, 7 o'clock Eastern Time. Call in 516-387-1733 and if you want to be part of the conversation, just hit one. We appreciate everybody listening along, joining in, and everything. If you got a subject you want to talk about, just let me know. I was talking about the driver shortage earlier and went on a little bit of a rant about that. We're also talking about, I wanted to say something. So I'm enjoying some football earlier today. In fact, I don't know if the Cowboys just ran away with it, but like 17 or something like that. But I watched the game earlier today, and there was like two or three penalties in one game for like necessary roughness, hitting a defensive player for a strike to the head. And it's like the guy that gets called for the penalty, you know, he's not trying to hit the guy in the head, but the guy ducks his head. And so they inadvertently, you know, hit helmet to helmet. And the guy says, oh, that's a penalty. You shouldn't be doing that. And I'm like, you know what? I'm sick of this. All right. Let's play football. All right. Football is supposed to be, you know, and I know, well, we got to watch out for the injuries and, you know, it hurts like that and all that. But that's what separates it. If you, you know, we see a lot of guys out there, they have a long career in the NFL. And, you know, maybe this shouldn't be that long. You know, this, the reason why these guys get paid millions of dollars is because it's not a long career. You're in the career, you're in the NFL for maybe 5 years at the most. That's pretty much, I think that's the average, is like 4 or 5 years. And, you know, maybe you shouldn't be playing 10 years and hitting each other in the head for 10 plus years. You know, that maybe it's time to get your money and get out and stop trying to, you know, I mean, I know what it is. I know they're competitive. I mean, that's mainly one of the reasons why they get flagged all the time, is because they're trying to be aggressive, because they are, because that's the kind of player that the owners and coaches, that's what they want. They want an aggressive player, somebody that's going to go in there and hit somebody. Well, you know, if you're paying them to go in there and hit somebody and then they constantly get flagged for hitting people in the head, you know, I don't know. You know, that's just silly to me. I just want to be entertained. So I could care less because, you know, hey, I don't want you to get hurt. But you know what's cool is when I see them hit each other. You know, we do that all the time. Everybody, you see it all the time. We do it all the time. We love it when the defensive lineman or defensive back comes over there real fast across the field and smack, stops the guy dead cold. We love it. You know, why are we now penalizing the guy for doing that? Because, you know, if you don't do that anymore, if you're not going to go out there and hit people, then guess what? I'm going to stop watching because it ain't no fun. Now, I mean, you don't even have to get politics involved in it, and that's the biggest reason why nobody's watching, is because you got, you know, you see that now. The NFL hasn't done it. You know, they get what they're doing now is they put inadvertent little messages all over the field and all over the uniforms and all that, and you don't really see it unless you look at it, unless you actually look at it or looking for it. So that kind of thing, and you know, used to be it was inadvertent. Of course, we were doing that. You know, we were getting political out there inadvertently, you know, like we were having commercials and statements and, you know, the halftime shows were all political and all that. And they're like, you know what? People change the channel. They don't hear that crap. So we got to stop that. Stop it. You know, well, now look at that. You know, everything's going crazy. It's, you know, a lot of people just stop watching. you know, I just want to be entertained. I could care less about what your political view is or, you know, how many times you get hurt. I don't care. I want to be entertained. I want to see a great play. I want to see a hard hit. I want to see a good catch. You know, when the receiver, he's not getting hit, but you mean to tell me that him launching himself a good 8 feet, I mean, I know he's flying in the air a long, long time, catches that ball and then lands like on his shoulders or in his back. You tell me that don't hurt? You know that hurts. Okay, especially they're not on grass. They're on concrete with a carpet. So you know they're hurting, you know, and that's part of the game. And I just, I want to be entertained. I want to see that great stuff, you know. It's just, that's just entertaining. So that's really all I got to see is I want to be entertained, and I don't want for the game to stop every time somebody's feelings get hurt or, you know, they get hit in the head. Like today, the quarterback for the Giants, he went out because he got hit in the head, but he initiated it. He was running the ball, and he put his head down, and he burrowed through there. And when he got up, he stumbled. He was woozy. I've gotten hit in the head. Like, I wasn't even in the NFL, and I got hit in the head like that and was woozy. So it happens, you know. I mean, what we got to do is if it happens too much, guess what? Get out, all right? You got your $1 million. Now leave. Now go, okay? You know, I mean, come on, all right? I don't know. I may piss off people for that, but I don't care because I just want, like I said, just want to be entertained. So other than that, let's see what we got going on here. I think our one and only Sayer has something to say about it. So what's going on, Greg?
Hey, I'm here another day.
Another day.
Okay, so here's right here. That's right. So here's where we start. Now, you want to be entertained, huh? Do you really want to be entertained?
I want to be entertained.
Wow. Okay. Where do we start at?
Where do we start?
Football. Okay, football. All right, we'll go there. Trucking don't interest me tonight. I'm fed up with trucking.
Yep.
But here we go. Football. All right, you got cops out there who chose that career. They chose a career to be a cop. They know every day when they walk out of the house, there's a chance that they're going to get shot at, they'll get in an accident, they'll get killed. They don't know if they're coming home or not. You got these football players that get butthurt. They chose that profession. They wanted to be a major athlete. They wanted the big money. But then when they get hurt, they want to cry about it.
Yep, that's right.
It makes no sense to me. The money that they're making, they assumed that risk when they went into that sport. When they chose that profession, they knew that that's what went on. They didn't just get up one morning and say, hey, look, man, I like this sport. I'm going to go out there and play this. No, they knew going into it there was a chance that they was going to get hurt.
Oh, yeah.
So accept that. It never used to be like that. They're turning into a bunch of snowflakes like all these other kids around anymore. You can't hit me. Don't touch me. Well, what are they going to do next? Are they going to take that away from them and start making them play flag football or powder puff like the girls used to play? I mean, come on. Let's get real here.
Yep.
It don't make any sense.
A lot of people say it. You might have said it yourself at one time. Let them play without helmets and pads and see how they go out there and hurt each other. They'll stop.
That's right. I said it a lot, man. Make them earn their money. Let them earn that money. If they want to go out there, that's a sure way to make them quit hitting like that. Take them helmets and the pads off of them. Take the helmets and the pads off of them. You know, let them go out there. Say, now, let's see if you want to play, you know, you want to play till you're 40 years old, you know, like some of them tries to do. Let's see if you can go out there and play to your 40 years old with no pads and helmets on. They say the steroids is out of the game and everything else, but they're always in the gym. They're always getting bigger and bigger and bigger. Everybody's got to be the biggest. And then when they come out and they get hit, it's, you know, well, he's bigger than I am. Oh, come on. Give me a break.
Yeah,
you know, if
exactly.
You can't handle the sport, you know, if you can't handle it, then find something else to do.
Yeah.
Go play golf. That'd be more your speed. If you don't want to get hurt, go play golf.
Well, you remember back
in the ball all over the place.
Yep. Well, you remember back in the day when football was first coming up. Of course, they still had leather helmets back then. But you had, you know, in the 20s, 30s, and 40s, the best players. Well, the best players, they were playing for like Army and Navy.
Right.
you know, those that, so you know, those were soldiers that were being trained, and they were playing football, and they were the best ones. You know, they were the best players in the country, you know. I mean, even going up to the 50s and 60s. So, you know, those nowadays, you don't even have – I mean, I don't even think those guys are real college students. You know, they might be in college playing football, but they're not in college.
Well, look at NASCAR. It's the same way anymore.
Yeah,
you know, years
yeah.
ago when NASCAR first started, man, it was nice watching that with Petty and Yarborough and, you know, the Wickies and all them, you know, and when they was racing, they went out there, they didn't care. They was scuffing, you know, they was trading paint, putting them in the wall. They didn't care, whatever it took to win the race. Now
well,
they go out there, hell, they might as well go out there and give them a BMW or something and let them race it because they don't want to get scratched. If somebody bumps them or they rub up against them or put them in the wall, they cry for 3 months or 6 months.
Now.
Over.
Yeah.
Oh, he wrecked me. They want to fight,
yeah.
you know?
Yeah.
It's racing.
That's the rule,
man.
You touch. Yeah, you touch. You know, they say, oh, you hit. They hit. That guy hit him. Oh, he's penalized. He's going to be having to come into the pit road and sit a lap or whatever. You know, like you say in the movie said it, man. That he didn't hit you. He rubbed you. And rubbing is racing.
Yep. That's right. So, rubbing's racing.
Yeah.
Now,
and,
if you can't
know,
handle it, you know, I don't know. It just makes no sense. I mean, where does it end? You know, it's like that pandemic, you know. I mean, they're out here and they're telling everybody, oh, you got social distance. You got to take the shot. Now, if you got the shot, you still have to wear a mask. And, you know, it's crazy. You go to NASCAR, you look at the people, the crowds that's in there now. Ain't nobody wearing a mask. Yeah. Some are, some ain't, but more isn't than is. Same way with sporting
right.
events. They're filling the stadiums now. Do you see them coming up with, you know, this big, we got this big outbreak, you know, of COVID cases because of these sporting events? No, they ain't nothing mentioned about that. But
yep.
don't go out to eat without a mask on. Or, oh, man,
well,
you're a super spreader.
And
yeah, they break.
I just caught a little glimpse of the news a little bit ago, and they said that from a month ago, so the numbers now this week from a month ago is down 40%, the cases. So just cases.
Yeah.
You know, and we know that's what happens. You don't need 90% people vaccinated, you know, so.
Probably before Christmas and these truck stops and stuff, there's going to be a real parking problem before Christmas. Because the way they're going at it, they're going to do like they do in the restaurants and bars and stuff. They're going to close down. They're going to close down every other parking spot for social distancing for the trucks, so you can't park right next to a guy because you'll get COVID. So they're going to start blocking them parking spots off, and you're only going to be able to park in every other one.
Man alive!
I'm going to have to talk to Fauci and discuss that with him and see if he thinks that might stop this. You know. I'm going to ask if I can get him on speed dial. I got some ideas for him, man. If he wants to do it, he might as well
do
it, right?
Yeah, yep.
That's
yeah,
right.
we shared the meme out there, you know, hey, truckers, we can solve world peace. We can solve all kinds of problems if they just listen to us. But nobody does. Nobody listens to us. But we can solve
yep.
the problem. So, that yeah.
It's just like at border. I think you could definitely stop that, too.
Oh, yeah.
A bunch of bobtails down there just start driving up and down that border. When they start walking out of the water and they start coming up there, just start driving over top of them. Just pave the highway with them down there. They'll quit coming sooner or later. Yeah. Just hell with it. Just run them over. You know you ain't supposed to be up here. Just hell with it. Just what is that? You got to flood the damn place down there with trucks. Yeah, it's crazy, man. There's no rhyme or reason for what's going on other than it's all politics. And I don't even want to go into it.
Even want to mess with it.
New, because it don't, you know, there ain't but one thing going to put an end to all this craziness, and that's the people in this country. It's I don't know how long it's going to be before everybody gets on the same page and wisens up and say, look, enough's enough. We've had enough. We're not doing it anymore.
Okay.
But, you know, apparently they haven't had enough yet. So keep it
yeah.
going.
Right. So we'll dive into that here. We're going to take a little break. And we're going to talk about that, about how the people had enough. We're going to dive into that a little bit and see about why, you know, why do we have people just putting up with everything? They're just taking it as it goes. Or are people actually standing up and it's just not enough? I don't know. Maybe we ought to be doing more or something. I don't know. But we'll keep talking about that. We're going to dive into that, I think, a little bit. And when we come back from a break here real quick, like I said, go check us out, redneckandeyes.com. Don't forget to go subscribe to our YouTube channel. We really appreciate that. And, hey, one of our great sponsors, and that is Trucker Tools, the Trucker Tools app. We really do appreciate their support. You can check them out, truckertools.com, or download their app from the App Store. That's Trucker Tools, the app for truckers. So check them out, and we'll be right back. Redneck and Eyes Radio. Everybody, hey, welcome back. Hey, this is Ed with Redneck and Eyes Radio coming at you. Don't forget, we are live here every Sunday evening at 7 o'clock Eastern Time. You can call in at 516-387-1733, and it'd be part of the conversation, just hit 1. And we were talking a lot about different, a lot of things here in the show here tonight. We were talking about the driver shortage and how bunch of crap that is. And, of course, what we were also talking about was a great little topic we had a little earlier about the NFL and how crappy the entertainment is becoming because of the players making all that money but complaining about getting hurt and all that stuff. But anyway, one of the other things that I wanted to dive into, and Greg brought it up, we're going to bring him back on, we're going to talk about it a little bit, and I thought it was interesting, was just people having enough of what's going on. You know, whether or not you got the government taking away freedoms, or you got the country just spending way too much money, or just dealings with the corruption, where it's just plain as day, but, you know, it's one of those things where it's not what's illegal in Washington, D.C. that it should upset you. It's what's legal. And they're just, you see it all the time, you know, everybody. Doesn't matter what party, they're just getting away with a lot of crap that they shouldn't be doing. And you know, nobody cares. You know, nobody cares. And a few of us out here, we're talking about it. And if you guys don't know, there's another show on this same Unplugged Radio Network. It's on Thursday evenings at 7 o'clock Central Time, I do believe, and it's the Disrespected Trucker Radio Show. And those guys on there were talking about some shutdowns that were happening, and the attempts. And it just, what happened was, is that the attempts were in place, but they never happened because the drivers there were upset that, you know, they were going to, I mean, the state troopers came down on them and said, you're going to get charged with a felony if you shut down on these roads or block traffic or whatever. And I always thought, well, yeah, that's not, I mean, I don't like shutdowns. I don't think anybody out there does. Sometimes we think it might be necessary, but are we doing, I mean, is that the right thing to do? I mean, are we really just pissing off all the people that we're trying to get more people on our side? And by creating shutdowns or any kind of delays like that, like rolling stops and all that kind of stuff, we're pissing off the people we're trying to get to come to us, to get on our side. And I don't know, Greg, what do you think? I mean, you see those shutdowns, they don't really do nothing, do they?
No, I, I, I can't say that I really saw anything. I mean, well, I was off for a month. I just came back out this week, but, you know, I was with everything going on. But
I was going to say real quick, it didn't make the news. The news didn't talk about it. I mean, if you had anything going on, nobody said anything. It didn't make the news. Nobody cares.
They're not going to, because, you know, the ones that's doing all these rolling shutdowns and are rolling, you know, slow rolls that they want to call them, and shutdowns, whatever, you call it what you want to, you know, strikes. At 37 years that I've been driving, I hear about this. I've heard about this every year. They're going to have a trucker strike. They're shutting down. We're going to do this. We're going to do that. You know whatever happens with it? Crickets.
Nothing.
That's what happens. It never goes anywhere. Because you're never going to get everybody together. That's just like the police. Now, I don't agree with what they, you know, I can't say that I was 100% behind these, you know, so-called shutdowns. But when they want to get on there, the only ones, you know, it's like there's one site on there, one group on there. You know, they got a private page on there, and all they got on there is drivers. Well, you're sitting there preaching to the guys about doing it, and letting them know what's going on and telling them what you're doing and everything. They already know what's going on. How are you going to get that out to the public as far as the news media? How does the public, well, it's not about wages and it's not about the trucking now. It's about our freedom and this vaccine and stuff. Then why don't you open it up to where everybody, the general public, can see this so they know what you're doing? That's how they're making the public mad, because all they see is a bunch of trucks carrying on like a bunch of idiots, and they don't know why.
Yeah,
they don't know why.
They see a bunch of truckers carrying on
why.
About like yeah. They see a bunch of truckers carrying on like a couple of NFL players, and they don't know why.
yeah, they don't know why. They just see that. They don't see that. It's like the truck drivers is trying to hide it from the public. If you want to get the public behind you, you got to let them know what you're doing.
Right.
See,
they
I don't know. That's just to me. That's just how stupid the trucking industry is anymore. It don't make any sense. You know, I mean, the people you're trying to get in good with is the ones that you're holding back on, and the ones you're trying to keep out of the loop. It's nonsense. You know, you hear it every year. It's the same thing. I haven't, you know, I haven't, I didn't see it. Well, like I said, I was off a month. I said, oh, I didn't see anything. And the reason it ain't going in the news media, the mainstream media is not going to report on nothing like that. You know that they're not. It's not going to happen. I don't care. I don't give a damn. But, you know, if they went out there and went right to the TV station, they're not going to report on that because they don't want that out.
Yeah.
You know, you're going to have to find another way to do it.
Just like last summer, when they had the truckers protesting. Of course, that was in May. It was like May Day, they called it, where they were protesting in Memorial Day, like May and June. The only way that it made national news, now they didn't even talk about it, but Trump was giving a speech out in the Rose Garden, and you could hear the trucks sounding the horn, and Trump actually stopped and said, those are the truckers for Trump out there. They love me and that thing. That was the only way. That's the only time you ever heard the term truck driver or trucker mentioned in the national media, except when it comes to shortage. Of course, then they call in the labor experts to tell them why there's a shortage. And it's all a bunch of, you know, gobbledygook bull crap anyway. But and that's the only way. I think, you know, our biggest problem, I think, is that we don't communicate enough with the elected representatives. I think that every driver out there, you know, like you're saying, we're never going to be together. We're never going to be united. So let's just forget about trying to be united. I want every truck driver out there and every individual, anybody that cares about their freedom, and thinks that they should, you know, whether you agree with me or not, the people you need to be calling are your representatives, and you need to be calling them all the time. Now the funny thing is our other the one organization that we always talk about, and they're always wanting to take your money because they say they're fighting for you. So they say give us money and we'll fight for you. But then as soon as some big issue comes down the pipe that they can't stop because they don't have enough money to stop it, or they don't care, they pull out a call to action and say, Well, they tell you got to call your congressman. Well, wait a minute. Why did I give you all that money if all I got to do is call my congressman? I can save myself some money by not giving you any money and just calling my congressman on my own. And that's That's what I tell everybody out there. You know, we're never going to be united, but we need but voice your opinion and let and that's why it's supposed to be a hard. The hardest job is supposed to be a representative of the people, whether it be a senator or a representative, because they're taking in everybody's info and they're supposed to decide off of everybody's, you know, whatever they think. That's why they're supposed to tell you what they think, and you're supposed to decide who do I like the best. And that's what they're supposed to do. They're supposed to, once they're in office, then you voice your opinion, all these other opinions. You know, they do these polls where they say people don't like it or do like it. You know, it's one of those things where they're supposed to make their decisions off of what you tell them. And we just need to do more of that. And the only other thing I can say is that if you actually are out there and you care that much, I don't care whether or not you are a lawyer or a truck driver. If you care that much, run for office. That's what I tell you, you know, the proof's in the pudding, you know.
A couple other things. All right. It's just like the police. You know, the police was crying and whining and belly aching and complaining and everything. Like I said, I don't agree with all them truck shutdowns and strikes, whatever. But the police, when the police was out there and they didn't have no support, they was trying to defund the police in the industry, along with a lot of the general public. I mean, everybody got in behind the police and gave them full support. All right, yeah, we backed the police, you know. Hey, yes, the trucking industry and law enforcement, you know, they've been having a battle for years, but it was our fault. You know, I mean, that's granted. You know, if you're going to go out here and be still, you know, it's a cat and mouse game. You try to get away with it, and they try to catch you. All right, so that's nothing more. But you know, I mean, I can honestly say I've never got a ticket that I didn't deserve.
Here you go.
You know, I've got every citation violation, you know, where it be speed, overweight, whatever it was, I deserve. I worked hard for every one of them. I deserved every one of them. I'll be the first to admit that. But we have to have law enforcement. Yes, there is some bad ones out there. Yes, they do. There is some of them that you know, aren't on the up and up, you know, that don't do everything according to law. But there's the same way in the trucking industry. We've got a lot, you know, we got a few bad apples out here, quite a few.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
But who's putting them in here? The government is the one that's putting them in here. You know, they're the ones that's helping to get these drivers out here that's really not, that really shouldn't be there, between them and the companies.
Yeah.
All right, now, does the police back us when we try to do something like that? Did they put their whole support behind us and we're with the truckers? You know, yes, something needs to be done. Does the police back us? No, they don't. But as soon as they have a problem, they expect the full support of the country on them. Now, that being said, here we got the military. Now, let's go to the military. Now, they was picking on the military, and he went and basically took everything off the military and everything. They fought over there for 20-some years. Now, he pulled them all out of there. Now, them guys over there, they feel like they fought that 20-year war over there for what? For nothing. Because you pulled them out of there, and now look how bad things is. They did that down there, that deal that went on down there in D.C. on the 6th. They had them guys sleeping in parking garages and doing whatever,
yep.
the National Guard and everything. They disrespected the hell out of our military. Our military is still being disrespected. There's no respect for the ones that's got injured, our you know, our soldiers and stuff that got wounded over there and everything. They don't care. They don't give a damn. The government does not give a damn about them guys. You know, if they did, they wouldn't be having the problems they got trying to get benefits and stuff and get stuff straightened out and get things that they need. But
that's right.
As soon as that bullshit started down there in D.C. again here, what, a month or so ago, they put that fence up around it, and all of a sudden the military was down there guarding that place.
Yeah.
You know, that makes no sense to me. The military should have turned their backs on them and said, you know, piss on you. You people created this problem. You deal with it. You don't want to help us. You don't want to take care of us. So why should we defend you and take care of you? But no, they don't. They, whatever, you know. I asked my neighbor one day, and he was in the Army, he retired military. I said, you know, John, I said, if anything ever happens, I says, and anything goes down bad in this country, I said, where's your military stand on this? Are they going to stand with the people, or are they going to stand with the government? And you know what that asshole told me? He said, look, we have to do what the commander-in-chief says. I said, bullshit. You don't work for the commander-in-chief. Your job is to protect the people of this country. Protect
well,
the Constitution, the people of this country.
Yeah.
Against
well,
all
that.
Enemies, foreign and domestic, right?
That's right. Foreign and domestic.
Where are we at? Foreign and domestic. That's right.
Yep.
So what the hell does government have to do with it?
You
ain't obligated to, if the government didn't screw up and they was doing what they were supposed to be doing, they wouldn't have to worry about putting a fence up around that Capitol building. You know,
yeah.
It's crooked, man. It's just everything is just out of hand, and it's the point now where the only ones that can do anything is the people. The military ain't going to help us. The cops and law enforcement ain't going to help us.
Well, what you're seeing is recruitment die down. You're seeing military families that are like, you know, in a tradition of, you know, father served, grandfather served, and all that. You're pretty much telling them don't join. Don't join because it's not that you're not joining the same military that you once joined before. You know,
I've decided here's where I'm going to go. I'm going to take a career change. I think I'm looking at a career change.
Mm-hmm.
I really think that I'm going to quit driving truck. I'm going to just give it up. I think I'm going to be an artist. I think I'm going to become an artist.
Well, yeah.
Because if I can slap some paint on a piece of canvas or paper, and maybe I could get $75,000 or $250,000 out of a painting like Hunter did.
There you go.
Hunter Biden, he's selling these paintings, man. Hey, if he can do it, I can do it, right?
Hey, yeah. If Hunter Biden can do it, anybody can do it.
Exactly.
But yeah,
I don't get it.
I don't get it either. But I will say that you know, less and less people are joining the military. People that you need joining the military, patriotic people, they're not joining the military anymore. Some of them are, and we see them sticking up, trying to stick up, but, you know, eventually they'll just get out. You saw there was a military officer. He was criticizing his supervisors.
Yes.
Over Afghanistan. And now he got thrown in the brig, and he's being court-martialed, and and it's just because he spoke out. And you know what? Hey, that's probably...
Where's his freedom of speech? Where's his freedom of that? Where is it?
Yeah. Yeah, if you wanted to speak out about, you know, about gay rights or about, you know, being pro-choice, then the military is going to say, you know what? That's your freedom of speech to do that. But if you want to speak out about corruption in the military or bad decisions, you can't do that. You know, so, yeah, it's a bad deal. You know, I think
that's right, because there's a lot of corruption in the military, and he was getting ready to expose it or was bringing it out and exposing it. They couldn't have that because somebody else, if he got it out too much, and there was going to be a lot of people go down. Can't have that.
Yeah. And you know,
it's
this,
like it was,
well, I was going to say that this is coming from the same side. We're totally in agreement that it, you know, when the military is as corrupt as any kind of government, that's bad, just like any other type. You know, you say all the time, you know, we don't want to contradict ourselves at all. We're agreeing with people when they say that the military shouldn't be spending money on stuff that, you know, it doesn't need and all that. And we agree with that. You know, let's point it out and let's get people arrested or in trouble or fired or whatever. But when, you know, it all happens when certain people are in office, when certain people get elected to power, then one side dies down. And when the other party gets in power, this other side, they pipe up and they won't say anything, and they'll try to say, well, he did it and he didn't get in trouble and all that. Everybody should be getting in trouble. That's what we want. We want to see all that crap stop. That's what we want.
Right. I keep hearing about all these indictments, and they got this on this and they got this on that. Now, how come somebody went to jail? You know, if you really want to make the people, get the people behind you and believe that you're trying to do something, I want to see some of these people go to jail. Cuff them and drag them out. I want to see them go to jail. Not to a country club. Go to jail. Go to prison.
Just like we say all the time.
Now, I heard.
No, I was going to say, just like going to jail, they want to see the guy on horseback down there on the border. They want to see him get arrested because they think he whipped the guy. But we still don't know who got in trouble or who got fired or who got arrested for making the mistake of bombing those children in Afghanistan. You know, I mean, that was a big mistake. Nobody's owned up to that.
I tell you exactly who should have done it. Biden should have went. He's the commander in chief. He's the one
commander
that made the call.
That's right.
He is the one that made the call and told him to do it. They yep. have to prove everything to him. Everything, he's got to okay everything. He's the one that he says the buck stopped with me. So now let the buck stop with him. Let him accept responsibility for what happened with them kids and the people over there that they bombed and killed that was innocent civilians.
There you go.
Just like now, he just hired a bunch of guys for the IRS or whatever and gave the IRS full authority to go in and start checking on everybody, go in and spy on everybody's checking accounts and bank accounts.
Yeah.
Anything, you do anything over $600 or whatever, they can go in and they can find out. He said because he wants to find out why people ain't paying their taxes and who's paying and who ain't paying. Well, if that's the case, then you need to start higher up and come down the ladder. Don't worry
exactly.
about the little guy that's out here working at McDonald's, working about look at these big corporations, you know, like General Motors, the automakers, Soros.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
check on these millionaires and stuff. They was right on Trump. You know, they was right on Trump, boy. They want his tax returns and everything else.
Yeah. Oh,
well,
yeah.
What about Al Sharpton? Last I heard, Al Sharpton owed a bunch of money, but he's always got his 2 cents in there, man. He's
yeah.
always, you never
yeah.
see him until something happens, and he's the first one got his nose in there.
Yeah.
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 The hell with him, you know. I'm waiting for him to start nibbling in people's bank accounts and then see how the people's going to work. I mean, a lot of it's going to affect a lot of people, but, hell, there's a lot of people out here, they got $600 in the bank. I mean,
no
it's
kidding.
Sad, and I'm
yeah.
not saying this to be disrespectful, but there's a lot of people that don't have $600 to their name. You know,
yeah.
what's these people going to do, man? I mean, where does it stop?
Well, that's the thing is like $600. I mean, you know, like you're saying, some people, they might have that in their account for a couple of days and then they pay rent and they won't have that money in there for another probably 6 months. It all depends.
Yeah.
But it's one of those things where, I mean, come on now, $600. That right there should just tell you that he's coming after the little guy. If he's looking
look
out for $600, he's coming out for the little guy. That's where he's coming at. He's looking for you,
yep.
the little guy.
That mileage-driven tax that they're going to put on all the cars and stuff, people out here.
Yeah.
The little
mm-hmm.
guy, again.
The little
he's
guy.
Put that mileage-driven tax on your cars and stuff. So
yep.
every mile that you drive, you're going to have to pay taxes on it. And people don't, if they've even heard it, They're not worried about it. It's whatever. I don't know what they're talking about. It's no big deal. We have been getting that for years in the trucks. We pay our heavy highway use tax, 20 or 2290s. Every year we have to pay that. Plus we have to pay more for our tolls. We run the toll road. We got to pay for the week that we run on the toll road, number of axles.
Yep, yep,
you know,
yep.
we, our tolls across every toll road is higher than everybody else. Plus, we got to pay the fuel tax at the pump, what everybody does, but ours is way higher than anybody else's. And now they're going to start with a miles driven tax. There's another tax on us. At what point whatever happened to double taxation? You know, whatever happened to that?
Yeah.
Hell, we're
exactly.
being taxed 3 or 4 times for the same damn thing.
Right.
The 2290 is a highway use tax to use the highway. Then we got to pay tax on the fuel to burn the fuel. Then we got to pay tax on a road that our taxes is already paid to build.
And then don't forget the tolls on top of that they add into that because they say, oh, we got to take care of the road.
Exactly. And then
yeah.
and then these guys that's pulling these oversized loads and shit, that bugs me too because I did my share of it at the time.
Mm-hmm.
I bought
mm-hmm.
all that oversized crap. They go out, you got to get a permit. You know, overweight permit, overlink permit, the wide, tall, heavy, whatever it is, you got to get a permit to pull. All that permit does is permit you to pull that load on the highway. But if you have an accident and somebody gets hurt or you tear something up and you break something, guess what? All bets is off because now you're up to a lawsuit. All that permit does, the states permits you to drive that vehicle on their highways with that weight, that size, whatever. But you let somebody, you hit somebody with one of them or you kill somebody or whatever, yeah, they'll tell you where real quick where the cow eats cabbage, buddy, because somebody, there's going to be a lawsuit that ain't never going to end.
Man, I tell you what.
And I'm sure there's going to be people that's going to agree to disagree with me, but I'm telling you, that's the way it is. Hell, just
right.
in a regular truck on down the road with everything we pay. You get down here and you bump a car, that's why these cars ain't scared of you now. They'll cut
yeah.
in front of you, hit the brakes, because they know if you hit them, you're the one that's going to pay for it.
Yeah.
You know, and then you got these stupid-ass attorneys like that Hammer up here in Indiana. If you get the truck out, well, they're all over the place. You get the truck out, big truck out, we recoup millions for you. Yeah, they need to be horsewhipped.
Well, they all do it. I mean, there's commercials all over the country. In every major city,
yep.
There's a commercials, you know, we go after the big trucks when they hit you and
yep.
You've been in a trouble. If you're involved in a big truck accident, call us now.
Right.
And come to find out what we know as truck drivers, and a lot of the public doesn't know, that it's like, 70% of the accidents involving a big truck and a four-wheeler, the four-wheeler's at fault 70% of the time.
Exactly.
So we know
exactly.
That. But the lawyers, they'll still try to go after you. They don't care because they just see big trucks.
Well, they will.
And they see $750,000. That's what they see. Because that's the minimum liability that we're required to have is $750 by law. Most of us have a million or more, and that's what they see.
Exactly.
They just want to know. They want to know what the liability is, and then that's what they want. They want that money. They say, well, your liability is a million, so just cut us a check for $500,000. We'll call even. That's what they'll say. You know, and the insurance companies, they're scared because they don't know. You know, so yeah.
Well, that too, and. You remember years ago when everybody was, well, before the e-logs came out, everybody was on paper logs, all right, and before all the electronic nonsense came out, all right, every time you got in an accident, the first thing, as soon as the accident happened, the first thing that cop wanted, he wanted your driver's license, your truck registration, truck trailer registration or whatever, and he wanted your logbooks.
Yep.
That's the first thing she asked for was your logbook. Then cell phones come out. Then it was truck and trailer registration, your driver's license, logbook,
yep.
And then when it went to court, the first thing the attorneys wanted was they wanted cell phone records from you. Because if they could prove that you was on the cell phone, if you was on the phone at the time of that accident, you was automatically at fault. I don't care.
Right.
I don't care. You was at fault because you was distracted.
Yeah.
Well, now the cars has all got cell phones in them. Now they got the cameras. They got the e-logs. Because their thing used to be, well, if you hadn't been there, you was at the wrong place at the wrong time. If you hadn't been there, the accident wouldn't happen. Well, okay. On paper law, okay, I can say that. Okay, you guys can see how they cheat a little bit, whatever. Cheating a lot. But either way, it didn't matter. Now you got e-logs. At e-log, according to that e-log, you're exactly where you're supposed to be. Exactly where you're supposed to be. You are allowed to be exactly where you're at.
Right.
All right, now, they got the forward-facing cameras, rearward-facing cameras. They got all this electronics in there. They want to talk about driver distraction, but they constantly load these trucks up with electronics. All right, now, they got the cameras, forward-facing cameras. Car pulls over in front of you, and you hit the car. Now that attorney's still trying to sue the trucking company, and the trucking company is still paying these insurance claims when they got it right there on video. The car cut in front of him, and he hit it. It's the car's fault. But, it costs more to take it to court than what it does to just pay for the accident and be done with it and make it disappear. Bullshit. In the meantime, that accident goes on the driver. All right, the company pays it off, big deal. They fix the truck, whatever, and it's done. But that driver carries that violation or that accident with him for a long time before that gets cleared off his record. And the drivers just sit back and say, well, okay, what can I do? No, what can you do? It might cost you a little bit. You go get your own attorney. If it has to, you take your company to court. You sue the company as well as theirs and say, wait a minute. When that guy pulled out in front of me in that car, and I hit him. Now that accident happened, I've got it on video. It was recorded on the dash cam, what happened. Now I want you to pull his cell phone records. And if he was sending a text or he was on the phone at the time of the accident, then I want him to be liable for it. And he can account for his own actions there. Because if it's illegal for us, it's illegal for them. But that's just how discriminated we are out here. And again, it comes right back. It's our fault for putting up with it.
We always say in America, you are innocent until proven guilty. If you're a truck driver, you're guilty until proven innocent.
Exactly.
Yep.
I swore when I call in tonight, I was going to try to be calm.
I need
to get some blood pressure pills. These guys get me all roll every week. something tends to piss me off every week. But, yeah, that's right's awesome. Right and wrong's wrong, Ed. And it just don't happen, man. It just ain't there, man.
Nope, I totally agree. We're doing a lot of great things. We're keeping on going. Let's see. And boom, that's it right there.
I know. You're about ready to key the music, homie. I got
Well, you know, because we're, I got time going. We got other stuff to talk about. We're going to keep going. But yeah, we're just driving along here, man. We're having a great time, and we're going to keep doing it. We're going to bring Greg back here in a second and finish up. Maybe take a little few more calls as we go. But don't forget to go check out our website, redneckandeyes.com, and don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel. Really do appreciate that. But also, I want to thank one of our great sponsors, and that is DPF Regeneration. They've been with us for a while. We really appreciate their support, and don't forget to give them thanks and check them out. If you need some, EGR or catalyst muffler cleaning or service or any kind of knowledge, technology, or parts, you give them a holler at 800-634-3010 or check them out at dpfregeneration.com. And when you see them and when you talk to them, make sure you tell them you appreciate that they support Redneck and I's, because we really do appreciate them. So just hanging back here, chilling out, and talking about trucking and then some is Redneck and I's Radio.
We'd like to send a shout out to all these great supporters. They hung in there with us through the beginning, and we couldn't have done it without them. GTS Enterprises, North Liverpool, Ohio. RM Transport of Chandler, out of Chandler, Arizona. CK Hunter Transportation, out of Virginia Beach, Virginia. Peter Ramsey Trucking, out of Mountain Grove, Missouri. Dixon Transportation, out of Sarcoxie, Missouri. Lifetime Nut Covers out of Crystal Lake, Iowa. Iowa 80 Truck Stop out of Walcott, Iowa. SoCal Flashlights out of Los Angeles, California. My Right Load at www.rightload.com. And DPF Regeneration at www.webakem.com. Thank all of you for your support and generosity to Redneck and I's.
You don't know
what I've been through. No, you'll never understand. It ain't easy letting go of that bottle when that bottle has been holding my hand. That bartender has been my angel who pours me comfort to numb my pain. All those nights I lay there crying, searching for shelter in a whiskey rain. So walk a lifetime in my shoes, then tell me that you know me before you judge me. In a whiskey rain. In a whiskey rain. Once was my angel who poured me comfort to numb my pain. But then one night I hit rock bottom. I cried for help and I overcame. So walk a lifetime in my shoes, then tell me that you know me before you judge me. In a whiskey rain. In a whiskey rain. Yeah, walk a lifetime in my. Then tell me that you know me before you judge me. In a whiskey rain.
All right.
In a whiskey rain.
Coming at you live here every Sunday evening at 7 o'clock Eastern Time. You can call in at 516-387-1733 and be part of the conversation. You just hit one. That great song there, that's our friend Dave Gore. If you guys haven't seen him out there, he's been at the truck show several times, and great music. We love getting him out there on the radio whenever we can. That's good stuff. We really appreciate him. We'll hope to see him soon out there. So we're doing a truck show and seeing everybody out there, hoping that's going to be all right. So we're going to bring Greg back on, and also got one of our other great founders. It looks like it's there's Greg, and how about Robbie?
How's
what's
it going? Greg,
man, all right.
Greg, are you done?
Yeah, I'm done. You get on the soapbox for a little bit.
What I was going to say was
enjoying it. You're doing a good way to stir Greg up tonight.
Well, hey,
good
you
job.
Know what? To me, it's like stress relief. You know, you let it out, and now it's over with. Now you can sleep tonight. You know, you got it off your chest. Everything's great. You know, it's one of those things. It's kind of like pumping iron. You know, you just kind of you got to let it loose sometimes. And hey, you know what? That's a great thing for the show. Is hey, drivers call in. Let us hear it. You know, get it out there. Let's talk about it. Because we know, like I said before, don't let nobody tell you that trucking's easy. Trucking's that's a stressful job. Yeah.
I got said last week. Just got to sit back and do that Buford T. Justice home. That's all you can do, man.
Oh, man, that's funny. Yeah, we got to go out there and see those monks out there that took a vow of silence and see, that came up with that that beeping and that humming noise. That's a, you know, hey,
I don't need that watch you got, man, because it never shut up. I'd have thrown it out the window.
Yeah. So
all right, it's on you guys.
Well, hang on a second. Let's see. And we've got.
Since when do you ever hold anything back?
Uh oh, there we go.
Oh, Lord.
Greg's in trouble now.
My day just got worse.
The ring goes on and the gloves come off.
No, we still wear the gloves, you know. We have to have them always.
Oh, man, that's awesome. I was going to say about you, so I was going to talk to you guys about this. It was funny because I was at this little event last night. It was a charity deal where they were having a fundraiser, and they did a silent auction. And, of course, I was walking around looking at all the stuff they had going on, and they had a silver coin. It's like $50, and they were auctioning it off, like a commemorative coin. And I kind of leaned down trying to get a closer look at it, and then the woman standing behind there watching everything, she was like, well, you can hold it and get a better look at it and you know, bring it up and look it in the light and all that. And I said, well, I just wanted to make sure it wasn't one of them trillion-dollar coins because, you know, that would be worth absolutely nothing to me. And I got to think about it. You know, somebody's going to hear us saying this, and they're going to put it out there. It's probably already out there in the truck stops. We go out there all the time. You guys remember you stop at a truck stop, and you get your fake IDs or whatever that had, like, you know, Nancy Pelosi's picture on it or a dollar bill with Obama's picture on it or whatever. When are we going to start seeing these trillion-dollar coins for sale at the truck stops? Where you can, you know, $9.95, and you too can own a trillion-dollar coin.
Why? Biden administration just tried to tax you on it.
Well, yeah, that's it. That's what they'll do. It says, hey, we need that. We're going to deposit that in the reserve. It's worth nothing to you, but it's worth a whole lot to us.
Yeah, it ain't worth nothing to us, but they'd be trying to tax us on that trillion-dollar coin that ain't worth 50 cents.
There it goes again. Greg's going to get stirred up again.
I'm out. We just had a break. He just had the music. He'll put us back on music again. Let me just shut up.
Oh, man. Good stuff. Yeah, so another thing I'll stir you up about, and I wanted to tell all the people out there. A planning commission in Santa Barbara, California, they denied the Exxon Mobil company permits to operate in Santa Barbara. What happened was that this pipeline that I guess took the oil across the mountains over there in Santa Barbara, the pipeline, it broke in 2015. And because it's California, well, they don't want to rebuild the pipeline. They just want the oil to stop. So, but Exxon's like, no, we need that because we have the oil coming in from the offshore on this side, and we got refineries and pumping stations on the other side. And we need to get that oil over there. And the pipeline was doing that, but now it's broke. And instead of giving them, I didn't hear nothing in the article about them wanting to rebuild the pipeline. They just said, we don't want it to be taken across the hills by truck because everybody's going to have accidents and they'll spill oil everywhere. Plus, all the trucks will create CO2. And I'm like, you know, the pipeline was great up until it broke. But now they don't want to rebuild it. But no trucks. No trucks allowed. Can't do that. So it's like, hey, go pay your $6 a gallon for gas and shut up about it. Because that's why, right there. You don't want to do what's right. And, you know, I don't see people in California buying Teslas. I see them buying SUVs. So they need gas. But no trucks. I don't know how anybody can do it. Oh, man, that's hilarious.
I'm just yep.
Come on, Gray, just steal it. Let's hear it. Yep. What's your take on that?
Yep.
I just like the news,
man. Oh, we don't have that much time on the show left?
I watched the news, man, and they're blaming all the shortages and everything now. Everything's coming down on the trucking industry. You ain't got enough trucks.
Yeah.
You can't get the trucking in there for it. Ain't saying shit about them ships sitting out there with multi, you know, million containers sitting on them out there floating around burning fuel out there. You know, or the longshoremen that ain't unloading them out there in California. Now there's the latest one in Savannah, Georgia. Now they're backed up down there. They can't unload them down there. But the trucking industry
they're backed up in Long Island, too.
Yeah,
they're backed up in New York, Long Island area, too.
And that's another thing, too, is people don't understand. So everybody out there that works in these harbors that unload the shipping containers, they're all union. They're all union. And when they don't work, they got certain rules they got to follow, and they're all unionized, and they're all making top dollar because of the union, and the union says don't work, you know, and all that because of COVID, everything got shut down. Well, guess what? Now that everything's opening back up, people are ordering twice as much, so you got twice as much freight having to come in. Well, the union says we're not working overtime. We're not going to double it up. We're not going to hire more people. We're just going to do our normal thing, and because of the extra demand, they cannot, and so everything, like you're saying, everything gets backed up. Most of all the truck drivers that haul the shipping containers, the ones that pull the containers, most of them are Teamsters, and they haul it from the shipping container over to the rail yard. They're not going to work any extra harder, and they're gonna make top dollar. So you want to blame somebody, there's exactly who to blame right there. And you know what, hey, if they want to make money, more power to them. They're all making money and they're not working hard, that's fine. But you know, don't sit there and cry that you can't get your stuff from Amazon. You know, it's not because the man doesn't want to work. It's because the people that are in charge of them working don't want them to be working. That's what it is. Just like how, you know, we can't get nobody to wait on tables. It's not because they're not willing to wait on tables. It's because why would I wait on tables when I'm getting paid by Biden to stay home? So, you know.
You go into the restaurant, they tell you, they give you your phone number and go outside and wait, and they'll call you when your table's ready, yeah?
Oh, man, just had to.
Because you had a party
without hearing
you.
How'd that work out for them, huh?
Yeah, it didn't work out too well, did it?
I think people right now, they're not worried about if they're going to have food to eat and everything. I mean, but listen to that. They're not worried about if they're going to have food to eat. You know, they're not complaining too much. Oh, they're screaming a little bit about gas prices. But all that's been on the news here lately is everybody's worried about their Christmas presents and their toys for their kids and everything.
And
are you kidding me?
Yep, and there's a Christmas tree shortage.
Yeah, they can't have trucks to haul Christmas trees. Yeah. They said there's going to be a Christmas tree shortage this year because there ain't no trucks to haul the Christmas trees.
Yep, what a great time to go buy you a fake tree.
Well, heck, we just went out and got my grandmother a new refrigerator because hers is making noise, plus it's 28 years old.
Right.
The earliest I could get one delivered is the 27th of October. They had some of the other ones I looked at wasn't until February before one could be delivered to her house.
Man, that's something else.
It's like crazy.
You know,
everybody
had
them, and everybody was at least 2 weeks out.
Go pick it up.
They don't have any in store.
You can't even get it.
Yeah, you can't. They're not in the store. They're back ordered.
Hey, Robbie, just real quick, how do you know? I bet you if somebody could look and prove it, I bet she does. That's all I'm saying. You know what I'm talking about.
Do what?
Now, that ain't right. You two talk all the time. You come up with these little codes.
I said, Robbie, I bet you she does. You just got to find the proof that does. I bet you if you can, I bet she does. That's all I'm saying. That's just an inside thing. That's a story for another day and not on the radio.
That's not radio show material.
That's right. This is a family-oriented show.
This is a family show. We have to keep it
family
as a family term.
Lord, I apologize.
Well, you know what? Y'all got 5 minutes, 10 minutes, whatever it is left of the show. I better be getting a conference call.
That right there.
For what?
That right there, Robbie. That ain't even for some truck driver ears.
Yeah.
Some truck drivers don't even want to hear that. So I'm just saying, I'll just leave that right there.
Man, oh man.
Yeah, how come his dick show is
trying to figure out ways to get...
No, he calls and gets his radio. He gets his radio show started. I call in. He gets everybody wound up. Well, me mainly. And then the next thing I know, the damn show's over with. What the hell?
Oh man, that's awesome.
And I'm up till three. I'm up till 3 o'clock in the morning trying to go to sleep.
No.
No, oh, you'll go to bed here in a couple hours. You didn't work that hard today.
You're right.
You only worked 2 hours today.
I drove 80 miles today.
Uh-oh, here
there is
the
music. I knew it was coming. You're shut me down.
Oh, man, I tell you what, this has been a great show. Great show tonight, everybody. And it's coming up on 8 o'clock in my time, which is 9 o'clock Eastern time. We here for 2 hours every Sunday, 7 o'clock Eastern time. And we want to give a shout-out to all our great sponsors that we got. We got Trucker Tools, DPF Regeneration, LTR Transportation out of Denver, Colorado. We appreciate all those sponsors that we got. And we have a whole lot more that we look forward to dealing with at the truck show. Don't forget that you can register for the truck show on November 1st. You can start registering for the Mid-America Trucking Show at truckingshow.com. We're going to put a link to that on our Facebook page and our website at redneckandeyes.com. And everybody, please don't forget to go subscribe to our YouTube channel. We really appreciate everybody doing that for us. It's been great, and we're really excited about it. So to all of us here at Redneck and Eyes, I think we're going to have a great night. How about it, guys?
Yep.
All
yep.
set. Good deal.
All right, Ed. Everybody, talk to you next Sunday.
Yep. See you guys later. All right now. And everybody out there, thanks for calling in, listening along, and especially on Facebook Live where we cut the show short because my battery went out on the phone. I didn't plug it in. So we'll do that next time, make sure it's all set to go. But until next time, everybody, have a great rest of your Sunday evening and a great week. And we'll see y'all next week here on Redneck and Eyes Radio. Thank you.